Hey everyone, welcome back to the Think the Phoenicians podcast. Today I'm here with my brother Hiram.
Hi.
And today we will be focusing on a land nestled in between New Orleans Square, Frontierland, and Galaxy's Edge. That's right, folks. Today we'll be focusing on the land Critter Country. Let's get started. It all started with Indian Village, a little offshoot of Frontierland, which had experiences of Native American life. Eventually, however, the buzz of this land faded, so Disney created Bear Country. The main attraction for Bear Country would be the Country Bear Jamboree, fitting name, Bear Country, Country Bear Jamboree. So the Country Bear Jamboree was, they were country singing bears, and they would sing all these different songs that were country songs and all that stuff. The show was about 15 minutes long. It was a pretty long show, I would say so myself. But anyways, so the Country Bears had already had a home over in Frontierland at Walt Disney World in Florida. And over in Florida, this attraction was thriving. So the Imagineers decided to bring it over to Disneyland. And they not only created one show building, they built two. Because they thought that everyone would want to be coming and rushing over to Disneyland to just see the Country Bear Jamborees.
But unlike in Walt Disney World, the Country Bears over in Bear Country weren't getting much love. So they needed an attraction that would draw back the crowds. So after a bunch of ideas, they came up with an attraction that not only would help draw in the crowds again, it would use some animatronics from the American Sings attraction that was shutting down over in Tomorrowland.
So American Sings took over the Carousel of Progress after the Carousel of Progress was moved from Disneyland over into Walt Disney World. If you've ever been to the Carousel of Progress in Disney World or the original one in Disneyland, you would know that you are basically seated into like this kind of like theater, and you are basically rotate around a bunch of different scenes. So for American Sings, what they did was actually they would sit in the theater, just like in Carousel of Progress, and you would rotate around hearing all these stories of America and hearing all these songs like Yankee Doodle and all that stuff. So by the end of the attraction, you would basically have a big history lesson of America. I think it would fit better if they put it in like New Orleans Square or anything, something like that. I don't think over in Tomorrowland was the best idea because I don't think it fits in with Tomorrowland personally. I don't know what you think, Hiram, but I like America and Tomorrowland. I mean, if it was like new technology, it would fit better in there.
Yeah. And also, this new attraction that we're talking about is gonna be a log flume attraction. And as you guys would probably know, it's one of our favorite rides and attractions of all time, Splash Mountain. But the name of the land needed to change because now Bear Country wasn't just home to bears. It was now home to all sorts of critters, which is why the name was changed over to
Splash Mountain. Brought back the love and attention that Critter Country needed, but no one was going over to hear the country bears. In fact, one of the show buildings was closed all the time, whereas in the other was not even half full. That is when Winnie the Pooh came into the picture. Winnie the Pooh was also at Walt Disney World. It took over Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And like the Country Bears, it was brought over and replaced actually the Country Bears. Unfortunately, this spot where Country Bears and Winnie the Pooh were both placed are somehow cursed because no one seems to enjoy going on those attractions. It still isn't to this day. Winnie the Pooh still has a pretty short line. I actually like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, like I said, it's a fast line. And you get to enjoy an awesome dark ride. And you get to enjoy, the air conditioning on a hot day.
Right now, there are three attractions in the land Critter Country: Splash Mountain, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and Davy Crockett's Explorer Canoes, with two shops, two restaurants, and five characters you can meet and go.
So, I know I've eaten at the Hungry Bear, which is one of the restaurants. Some characters you can meet. I know you can meet Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, and on occasion you can meet Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox. So, Critter Country is going to be changing very soon with the addition of Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I don't know what they're going to do. They might just put Splash Mountain and kind of just cut it off after Splash Mountain and put it in with New Orleans Square. I think that might be what they do. But then Critter Country will just focus and only have two attractions, Davy Crockett's Explorer Canoes and Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. They'll probably get rid of Brer Fox and Brer Bear, so you'll only have three meet and greets. I don't know where the other restaurant is located. So you might be cutting that off by cutting out Splash Mountain. You also have the Briar Patch, which is one of the shops, which will be changed into Tiana, probably something with Tiana and Princess and the Frog. I could also see it stay kind of because Tiana and Princess and the Frog are all focusing on like the frogs and how they turn back into human. But with Tiana being human the whole time, I don't think that likely. So Hiram, what do you think of Critter Country?
Well, I think it's... I don't think I've ever been. Well, I have been, it's just I don't remember. But Critter Country, it looks and sounds pretty fun to go to.
Yeah, Critter Country, I mean, yes, it's small. But bringing in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge has brought even more life into Critter Country. Most people just pass it, and the way it was before Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is because... So, basically, what would happen is New Orleans Square, you would split off into two... There were two different directions, so you could either choose to go to Critter Country or Frontierland. With Critter Country, you kind of have to wrap back around and then go to... Frontierland, but with Frontierland you can keep going on your path. Because of Galaxy's Edge, you go through Critter Country into Galaxy's Edge, then out Galaxy's Edge into... They have two entrances / exits in Galaxy's Edge into Frontierland, whereas in the other one is in Critter Country. So there's three exits / entrances to Galaxy's Edge. I think that I personally love Critter Country, and that is kind of because of the fact of Splash Mountain over there. I love Splash Mountain. I've always loved it. I think it's a great ride. Winnie the Pooh, like I said, it's not such a bad ride. I'd probably rank it with all the other dark rides. I know some people might think that Peter Pan is better, but I personally think they're on the same level. I like them the same. What about you, Hiram? What do you think of Winnie the Pooh and... Splash Mountain?
Well, Splash Mountain is definitely more of like a and more of like an older ride, whereas Winnie the Pooh, like all ages can go on it, but all ages on Splash Mountain, all ages basically can go, but maybe not everybody will like it because there's that big drop. Maybe kids won't like be happy, but I like both because the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is a pretty cool ride, especially because in Disney World, the like line when you're waiting for it, it's like got all these like activities. Same with the Snow White ride.
The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Yeah, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, that one. You can, like, spin barrels and then it'll, like, project, like, a dwarf on the, like, ceiling or something. And what I remember of Winnie the Pooh in line is you could, like, wipe off honey and you can, like, find characters or something.
So the ride is basically the same at Disneyland as it is at Disney World. Except the line stuff. Also, the vehicles you ride in Disney World, you're actually in a honey pot, whereas in Disneyland, you're in a beehive. I don't think, like I said, I like them. I like Winnie the Pooh just as much as the other dark rides. Just as much as Mr. Toad, just as much as Peter Pan and all that stuff. I think that if it went over into Fantasyland, it would do a lot better. I don't think that's going to happen. I think if they get rid of Winnie the Pooh, it's going to stay gone forever. So,
I mean, I can see them in both. Like, the Critter Country, Winnie the Pooh and Critter Country, I can see it. And Winnie the Pooh in Fantasyland, I can see. Well, so, I don't know why they chose Critter Country.
Well, Critter Country, they'd have to get, because there's not much space, they'd have to get rid of one of the rides. And as you people have seen with Mr. Toad getting rid with Winnie the Pooh overtaking Mr. Toad over in Disneyland, it didn't do so well. It yeah. was not that good. And so people did not approve of it. But I think, like I said, if Winnie the Pooh gets taken out of Critter Country, it's going to be gone forever. I don't see it moving anywhere else. In fact, Winnie the Pooh actually was going to maybe be in Mickey's Toontown, where Roger Rabbit was.
But why Toontown?
Why Toontown? Because, like, Toontown, because Pooh's, Winnie the Pooh's a toon, too, and all that stuff.
I mean, like, everything's a toon, but...
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, why Roger Rabbit?
I don't know. You'll have to just go research that history.
Yeah.
I think that once, if, when Splash Mountain gets changed, I think that Critter Country is just going to be bypassed. You're just going to walk straight into Galaxy's Edge. You're not going to go on any of the attractions in Critter Country if Princess and the Frog just does transfer over into New Orleans Square. Because it's literally right next.
Because there'll only be Davy Crockett's, which
I've personally never been on, and yeah. I've heard it's fun. You basically get a you are on no track. You're the one that's actually paddling, and you're the one that's actually moving. So depending on how fast you paddle, the more speed you get.
Kind of like Autopia.
But Autopia, so. You've got like a track, whereas in Davy Crockett's Explorer Canoes, you can go literally all over. And all that stuff.
Yeah. That sounds hard.
Yeah, I've heard it kind of is a workout. I think it'd be fun to do that. But I personally think that I love Critter Country.
Yeah. But if like the Tiana's Bayou Adventure, no one will really notice Critter Country. And they might take the whole thing out. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, it won't work out if they take the Splash Mountain / Tiana's Bio Adventure out.
Well, they're not going to take it out. I'm just saying. I don't know if they could expand Critter Country a little bit and do more stuff with critters. Like maybe doing something with Bambi and all that stuff. They yeah. could. I don't know if they have the authority to do so, because unlike at Disney World, Disney has a lot of space, whereas in Disneyland only has like those two parks, and they basically have to get rid of stuff if they want to build out. But like I said, they can do something with Bambi. I'm trying to think of other Disney.
How much space does Critter Country have?
It's really tiny. If you think about it, basically as soon as you get from Winnie the Pooh over to front, to the end of Splash Mountain, basically it's just that. And then it kind of extends a little bit past that to do meet and greets. And then I guess there's the Hungry Bear restaurant.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, they could get rid of the Hungry Bear restaurant. It's huge. I've eaten there. We ate that there last time we went to Disneyland. It was huge. And they could get at least downsize it and maybe do more with Critter Country.
Yeah, like, some more rides, some more attractions, like, something.
Yeah. Even doing, like, a Bambi, dark ride or something.
That actually would be pretty smart.
I'm trying to think.
It should not be, like, it's, like, after Bambi. I think it should be the story, though.
Yeah. I think that's perfectly fine. I'm trying to think of other critters that they haven't done already in Disneyland. Can you think of any movies with critters in them?
I, well, I guess, but I'm not really thinking about them right now. But the thing with Bammy is it's like anything like Winnie the Pooh, it probably won't get much people.
Yeah, which that's
they
okay.
They need to do like a big, huge attraction. Like, yeah. Not like super big, but attraction that.
I just don't see them doing so. They don't have enough space. So anyways, that's the end of our show. We will see what happens with Critter Country in the future. As soon as Tiana's Bayou Adventure is built. Before we end, however, I would like to make an announcement. We will be releasing podcast episodes every Friday and Tuesday till the end of the season. And then beginning of our third season in 2023, we will be going back to our normal schedule and all that stuff. The reason why we're kind of doing it more our podcast episodes is now is because I kind of want to do more podcast episodes than we did last season in 2021. So we'll see. Hopefully I'll be able to get some more out. Stay tuned till Tuesday and we will get some more out. Also go follow us on Instagram by searching up the Thank the Phoenicians podcast. Go give us a 4-star review. Not our 4-star review. Go give us just a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the end of our show.
And always remember to thank the Phoenicians.
Bye.
Bye.